So we, brothers wanted me to speak a little word here. You know, this is my home church, so I feel comfortable here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're here to emphasize again the matter of the importance of the literature and of all the saints getting into the literature. Let's take a couple of verses. The first verse I want to take is Romans. Romans chapter 12, and we'll take verse number 2. Everybody all together. Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what is the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. To be transformed is what the Lord is doing with us as individuals. And then, to renew our mind takes our cooperation. Our cooperation is the big part of renewing our mind. We're transformed, and then we are able to be built up together because we have one mind.
Amen.
Now Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Chapter 4, verse 13. And it says here, all together, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Okay? We all have to arrive at the oneness of the faith.
Amen.
And there's many verses in the Bible says that the new man thinks the one thing. He thinks one thing. He doesn't think a lot of things. He doesn't think anything American. He doesn't think anything Chinese. He doesn't think anything Korean. He thinks the one thing.
Amen.
He has a renewed mind. And he thinks God's economy. You know, if you notice, we don't have that much argument over doctrine, because the denominations argue over doctrine all the time. But we're in a place where our mind is always being renewed. When I first came to the Lord's recovery, I had to be renewed to the uttermost. We sang a song right away. Now, Christ is the life-giving spirit. I said, wait a minute, in my mind. I didn't say it in the meeting. Christ is the life-giving spirit. I know the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Christ is not the Spirit. Christ is not the Spirit. So I had to go home and study those verses. All those verses. And I got convinced Christ is the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Christ is the Spirit.
Amen.
So that was a renewing of my mind. A lot of things. Almost everything I heard when I first came, I had not heard before, and I challenged it in my mind. I didn't challenge it openly, but when we hear something, we need to be those that go to the Bible and read the verses.
Amen.
We treasure the Bible,
Amen.
But we have to realize the Bible must be interpreted properly by the proper ministry.
Right.
Everybody has the Bible. The Baptists have the Bible, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Assembly of God. They all got the Bible. But how come there's so much division between them?
That's right.
Because they need the interpreted Bible. I had the Bible all my life, but I never knew that Christ was a life-giving spirit, but it's all over the Bible. It's everywhere in the Bible. There's a lot of things in the Bible that I just read over and I never touched it and I never got into it and my mind never got renewed. So how do you get it renewed? You get it renewed by getting into the ministry as well as the Bible. You just went through this book, I think. Did you finish this book already? Oh, you're just about finished. But let's just look at chapters. I just wanted to review a little bit about chapters 3, 4, and 5 this morning. It's called The Knowledge of Life. That's a ministry book, The Knowledge of Life. I think you've been taking that here, right? Okay. In chapter 3... we find out that, what we have the matter of regeneration.
Right.
Chapter 3 is the matter of regeneration. Okay, what is regeneration? Well, you know what my wife and I are doing? My wife and I were here 6 months ago when Tim Washington passed out this paper with all these books on them. So we took that home and took the books with us back to Brazil. And we started a little plan. In the morning when we wake up, and we're still in bed, she will get up and go get us a couple of cups of coffee. And we enjoy a couple of cups of coffee in bed. Some people have breakfast in bed. We have coffee in bed.
Amen.
We have coffee in bed every morning. But guess what? We decided, how about we read a chapter of the ministry while we drink this coffee? Read a chapter of the ministry. Well, that's what we started doing. I tell you, you read a chapter of the ministry every day, you get through the books pretty fast. We opened up, we read a chapter, and within 20, 25 minutes, we've got a cup of coffee taken down, and we also have a chapter of the ministry. This renews the mind.
Amen.
This renews the mind. If you think you can be here, for sure, you want to be on the ground of locality. But we are not here just to warm the chair every week. We are here to have our minds renewed.
Amen.
And we must get into the ministry for our mind to be renewed. All through this, all the, and I have got to look for it again, but all through this thing, all through the books, there'll be the ministry written, and then there'll be also verses sprinkled throughout. Verses sprinkled throughout. You've got to read those verses too. The verse says this, and then the ministry says this. This is what the Bible means. And this will renew our mind until we all think the same thing. And eventually, we will all speak the same thing.
Amen.
And our background doesn't matter. And we're going to have this over the whole earth. The Lord is going to gain this over the whole earth.
Amen.
Now, we must cooperate with this. So we're here telling you something that we really must do. Because if we do this, we can be built up together right here in Bellevue.
Amen.
And we will be part of the new man as the testimony of the one new man here in Bellevue. And all the churches are practicing this now. So to renew our minds, we have to do this. Now, you know, there's some things here about regeneration that are mentioned. And we learned them all. Well, one thing I wanted to mention here, because I've studied some other things since this too about regeneration. Did you know that you are born again of an incorruptible seed?
Amen.
Did you know that Christ was an incorruptible person?
Amen.
He says, the prince of this world has nothing in me. That means Satan could not penetrate him.
Amen.
He was an incorruptible man.
Amen.
I'm not an incorruptible man. You're not an incorruptible man. But Christ is an incorruptible man.
Amen.
Then he was processed and he became the life-giving spirit. And he was sown into all of us.
Amen.
Did you believe he is sown into you?
Amen.
He has been sown into you as a seed. You are actually made from the dust of the earth. You sowed a seed into the dirt. We are just the dirt.
Amen.
Well, we're corrupted dirt because of sin. But yet there's an incorruptible seed that is planted in our being. We are born again of an incorruptible seed, and that seed will grow in our being and spread in our being and conquer our being.
Amen.
And we will leave everything Adamic behind.
Amen.
Everything Adamic is left behind. And this new man grows in us and spreads in us, and he makes us incorruptible people.
Amen.
He's conquering our soul life in this age.
Amen.
He's conquering our soul life. We need to be renewed in our mind. This is what's happening to us.
Amen.
But we have to be in the Word, and we have to be in the ministry.
Amen.
For this to happen, this renews our mind. If we sit here like a bump on a log, and we just say, hey, you know, praise the Lord, we sing the songs, and just, you don't even focus on the Lord when we sing the songs. This can happen. You just warm the chair. We just warm the chair and then go home. And live our human life. Live in our own culture. Live in our own language. Live in our own everything. Year after year after year after year after year, we're not being renewed. We have to understand. We must get into the Word more and more.
Amen.
I would suggest you do something like what my wife and I did. Get into the Word every day.
Amen.
And read a chapter of the ministry every day.
Amen.
And then whatever else you do, your time with the Lord and the other things. But read a chapter to renew your mind. When you read that, the Spirit can take that and He can use that to renew us a little bit every day. He's making you into an incorruptible person, and He will present you one day without spot and without blemish before God.
Amen.
Do you know that's your destiny?
Hallelujah.
There's seven places in the New Testament that says you will be presented before God without any kind of blemish.
Amen.
That's going to happen. You will be as incorruptible as Jesus is.
Amen.
That's because He's going to conquer all your being with Himself.
Amen.
Now, it may not happen in this life. If it doesn't happen in this life, it will surely happen in the next.
Amen.
Because this is your destiny. You are a Christian. You can never go to hell.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can never go to hell. That's not where you're going. But you can sure be under discipline until you are perfected to be presented before God. The eyes of God will be the inspector.
Amen.
He will look at you and He will declare you a perfect person without spot or blemish.
Amen.
That day is coming. That is our destiny. So we want to make it happen in this age. We can touch all these things. Regeneration. And then we have the law of life in us. We have a new heart and a new spirit. I mean, all of these things are here. These are all these points help renew your mind. And you need to read them over and over. The more you read them, the more your mind is renewed with them. All the things related to God's economy are in all the literature. And it's also in the Bible. But without the literature, you won't know what the Bible says. You can just be in division. Yes, we treasure the Bible. We would say we treasure the Bible more than the literature. But I can tell you, you need the literature to know what the Bible says. You need it. Otherwise, all the Christians that read the Bible, I know a lot of Christians read the Bible, but they're not being transformed, they're not being renewed, and there's no oneness among them. There's no oneness because it's just a bouncing around. Anyway, praise the Lord. I want to stop right here because we've got a lot going on today.